Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are in our amazing world. And welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And we're going to be talking about doing versus being today. It's one of my favorite topics and one of the foundational pieces for me that is just so obvious and evident of what our society does and how we could make that shift. So it's not about this or that, but it's this and that, and starting from a whole different way of being instead of doing. So stop doing and start being. You know, when I think about that, I think about our world, how everything's in motion all the time. And, you know, just sit with this for a second. You know, you look in your life, you're always in motion, doing something. I say the doing mobile act, you know, where you're always in motion, trying to make something happen, figure something out, you know, try to create your next step, setting goals, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Yet when we are in doing mode, we are actually in our head. We are trying to figure things out, trying to make something happen. I call it pushing the boulder up the hill. Our society has been inundated with just a lot of movement and doing. And if you ever doubt that, just sit back and take a look at what's happening in our world. You know, social media, for an example, it's constantly in motion and it causes a lot of distraction. And when we are in doing mode, we are actually distracting ourselves from being who we are on a very deep level. And I'm going to go there next, because in contrast to doing, doing is about being in your head. When you're in your head, you're in the living in the past or living in the future. You are not in the present moment. And you're trying to make something happen. It's almost like the ego is trying to force and to control what's going on. And I feel a lot of times this is the impetus that's underneath it. There's a lot of fear thinking and a lot of fear beliefs that are driving this. Okay. What is everybody else going to think if I'm not doing something? Or, you know, I'm going to be considered lazy or a non-productive member of society. So that's all about the doing part of it. So let's kind of flip poles and just go to the being part of it. So in the being part, you are fully present in your body. When you're being, you're in your heart space. When you're in your heart space, you are in your body. And when you are in your body, this is where you're able to feel. When you're also in your body, this is about being in the present moment. This is about not worrying about tomorrow or contemplating yesterday. It's about you being right here, right now. Now, the cool thing is that when we are in our bodies and we are being, you can experience your emotions. Yet, okay, some people, that scares the crap out of them because they're like, oh, you know, so what happens? They start feeling an emotion and they automatically move from being here present right now to whoop in their head, trying to play whack-a-mole at the fair, trying to control the emotion so they don't feel it, and so on and so forth. Do you see the point I'm making? and you're no longer in the present moment. So a big hint for me when I work with people or I talk to people when they talk about emotions, when they say, I think I feel, they're intellectualizing their emotions. They have dropped from being in their body, probably stuck their toe in it, and then they went back into their head and they're trying to make sense out of this or control it or keep it at bay. When in essence, we give ourselves, we don't give ourselves the grace that we need in order to experience those emotions that are going to allow us to move moment to moment in the present time. So I know that sounds a little confusing to people, but what happens is that when we remember, everything is energy, okay? Your emotions are energy, your thoughts are energy, your beliefs are energy. These are all, you know, expressions of energy. When we try to subdue an energetic pocket, it doesn't go away. It gets trapped in our body, in our mind, in our energy field. And a lot of times when we try to control it and keep it in its nice little box with a bow and put it on the shelf, it's still there and it's still unconsciously running the show for us. Remember, everything is energy and everything is interconnected. So when I'm going to invite people, when you start feeling your emotion because you're in your body and it wants to be experienced, I invite you to be brave and courageous and take a step and lean into that and just sit and be with that. And if the tears fly and flow, allow them to, because when you experience this emotion, you are allowing it to come to ground zero energetically, and it is going to dissipate, and you're able to move on to your next step. This is pretty counter to what we've been programmed to and what we've been taught in our society. Our society has been, and this is an old paradigm that's crumbling and needs to shift, that you're not allowed to feel. You know, God forbid, if you feel and you express your emotions, it's a sign of weakness and being vulnerable. Well, guess what? When you express your emotions, you are stepping into your power. A lot of times people don't like that you step into your power because they can't control you anymore. So it's time for us to take a step and lean into whatever you're experiencing, no matter how good, bad, or ugly it is, just to be with it and just allow it to be as it is. And not to worry. It's not like opening the lid of Pandora's box and fearing that it'll never shut because it's a fear of the unknown. But a lot of times when you just be with that emotion and just feel and experience that, you're able to, it's like an energetic pocket of stuck energy. It's a bubble. You step into that bubble, you're feeling that, you take another step, and before you know it, you're on the other side of that bubble and it's dissipated and it's come to ground zero. So that's the beauty of allowing yourself the grace and the self-compassion to step into those emotions. So circling back to doing versus being, it's like when you're being, okay, we know that you're in the present moment, you're able to feel your emotions. This is also where you're able to hear those subtle voices, your intuition, that little voice that tells you, Dolores, you might consider doing X, Y, and Z. And Dolores had never heard that before because she was so busy doing that subtle voice was kind of blared out by all the external noise that I might have been, you know, lured to. So when you are in your body, you're in the present moment, you could connect with your higher intuition and your higher, your information that's coming from your inner wisdom, your intuition, your chi, your God spark, it's all the same thing. It's that little voice, that intuitive knowingness that's there, that wisdom that is with us all the time that sometimes gets lost in the noise because we aren't still enough and fully present to hear it. So you will start connecting with your higher self and trusting your intuition. And it's not about, like I was saying earlier, doing versus it's being. You need both. And let me explain why. When you are being, a lot of times when you're tuned in, tapped in, and you are listening and you're hearing that inner wisdom that's coming through, you will get what I call a divine download of maybe what your next steps are. Okay. With that being said, you listen to that and somehow it says, go to the grocery store. And you're like, well, I really don't need to go to the grocery store. Well, I invite you to take that divine download, go to the grocery store. And that's the doing part, the divine doing. You go to the grocery store and somehow you come across an old friend that you haven't seen in a long time. And she has a piece of information for you that is actually vital to your career. Imagine that. It's like you just allowed yourself to receive those gold nuggets that were necessary for your path for your next step. Okay. And maybe it leads to something that is a stepping stone to your career. You don't know. But see, when you get those divine downloads and you just allow yourself to receive that and follow through on that, you're moving from being to doing and then coming back to being again and getting the next piece. So if you could imagine an infinity sign, a figure of eight on its side, with one pole being doing and one pole being, it's like it's constantly in flow. And an infinity sign is always in motion. A problem is our society has lopsided that for a long time, where there's been an emphasis on doing all the time and not on the being. It's been out of balance. We're about bringing the two into balance together so that you could have more ease, grace, and flow in your life. It's really that simple. So for some people, they're probably, pondering, well, why, how do I do that? Or, what's the magic number or magic, formula that in order to do that? So we're going to go more into that after our next break. But I just want to just add a couple of things here. We talk about the doing. What we've witnessed about being in the doing state, it creates a burnout culture because, there's so much going on and people are always trying to, especially in corporate America, push, 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 create, 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 do, 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 and it's almost like trying to get blood out of a turnip. So that means that we have stressed things so immensely that there's no more juice in order for that to go and move forward. It's a very toxic type of environment. And it's all about we disconnect from ourselves. And that's what the biggest problem is with that. And the power of being is more rediscovering your more authentic self, but also establishing that inner peace that we so crave. And in this day and age of all this external noise in our environment, a lot of people are waking up to the fact that they just want to have peace within themselves. So this is about having a renaissance of coming back to ourselves. And, with that, when you're able to come back to yourself, you're going to have more increased creativity and you're going to actually be way more productive when you start implementing being into your life than just doing, seriously. So we're going to get ready to go on our break. And we're actually talking about a topic today that's near and dear to my heart. It's called being versus doing. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about some practical things that you could do to implement more being into your life so you could have that inner peace that you crave so very much. So stay tuned, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And see you when we come back.
Do you you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to another episode on the Dr. Dolores Show, where we're talking about doing and being and how we could kind of integrate the two together and combine the two together so we play nicely in the sandbox with each other in regards to that. So before break, we were talking about what doing is and what being is and how we could kind of combine the two together, because it's not a this or that. We need both. And it's about keeping the balance, but also the trick is to start with the being first and then go into divine doing. So you get your download of what it is you are to do, and then you go out in the world and you implement that. What I found when we are able to do this methodology, you actually accomplish way more than you could imagine in a shorter period of time. It's almost as if you're stepping into the flow of what is next for you, instead of trying to make something happen and turning every boulder, to look underneath for the gold nuggets. It's like the gold nuggets are going to appear to you with a lot more ease and grace. So, I just want to touch on a couple things, because we look at doing as being productive in our society. And there's been a lot of, self-worth attached to that. And self-worth is not about productivity. It's at one time it used to be that, if you weren't doing something, you weren't being a productive member of society. And I beg to differ on that. And, sometimes when you're hustling, it's always not progress, because you're kind of creating more work for yourself and adding to more of that external noise. Whereas when you're able to go into being mode, the noise gets cut down and you get to really clearly hear what is the next step for you. So some practical tools to shift from doing to to being. And I always love this because I find that mindfulness practices are like the gateway to get you into being and more in your body in the present moment. And mindfulness activities and practices can be anything as formal as meditation or simply, you know, sitting in reflection or even being in nature. I think mindful activities are, I define them as anything that allows you to lose all sense of time and place. And we've all had those amazing experiences where you're so wrapped up in a book, a project, or even some creative venture that you lose all sense of time and place. And, you know, next thing you know, 4 hours have gone by and it feels like 10 minutes. That's a definition of a mindful activity because you are fully present in the moment and time is an illusion at that point. Another thing that's important too for the shift from doing into being is setting boundaries. And, you know, I think there's many of us that just fill our plates up to the max at the buffet table and we just can't say no. So it's time to, you know, really take little samples at the buffet table and set some boundaries and say no, because not every situation or opportunity is a yes. When we are so unaware of what's going on in our world, this is where we have problems to, you know, setting boundaries and not learning how to say no. And sometimes we have that guilt and shame and judgment and criticism attached to saying no. So this is something to really look at deep within yourself as to why that is so, because setting boundaries should not make you feel guilty or, you know, being shamed. There's more going on than what you can see. And it's an invitation to dig deeper to see why that is so. So focus on also, you know, your alignment and joy and fulfillment over external achievements. You know, when we reframe success, you know, success isn't about, you know, somebody else's definition of or projection of what that should be onto you. It should be within yourself and just relishing and celebrating your internal achievements, like the more peace of mind and joy over, you know, having X, Y, and Z and trying to figure out things. You notice how we went from being to doing. Okay, that's not what you want to do. And I think the most important thing and what's really lacking in our society these days is prioritizing rest. Okay, and rest is not considered laziness. Rest is a necessity, especially in this day and age when we're going through massive frequency jumps and our ascension is accelerated. Your body needs to rest, meaning that just like a computer that gets a new program, okay, upgraded program, new program, what does the computer have to do? It needs to stop, reset itself, and restart. Just like us, when we get a lot of energetic downloads, and there are a lot of light, high-frequency downloads now, your body is the computer that's downloading this new upgraded program. And guess what? Your body needs to rest so it could recalibrate to a higher frequency. This is essential and important because when you don't do that, this is where your body gets uber stressed out. Its immune system is going to get compromised, and you are not allowing yourself the grace to rest because maybe you feel like you're being lazy or you should be doing something else. I want you to throw those two concepts out. Your body needs a rest. So if you find that you're sleepy and you need to take a nap, by all means do. Your body is talking to you. This is about you being with your physical body. It's about you having a relationship with your body and yourself. Newsflash, longest relationship you're going to have in your life is the one you have with yourself. But How are you taking care of yourself? Are you resting? Are you nurturing and feeding it healthy and wholesome foods? What are you saying to yourself? These are all things that come into play that are energetic, but also contribute to your overall health and well-being. So some of the benefits of being present and right here, right now, is your relationships are going to improve. You have the ability, when you're fully present, to connect with a person very deeply, because, and they will feel that essence. They will feel as if they're being heard, and they could feel the essence that you're fully present, okay? You're going to improve your mental health. You're going to have gain more clarity within yourself. And it's going to be easier for you to make decisions, because you're going to have so much clarity, because you don't have all that external noise imposing itself on what is going on. So the thing to remember, that balance is the key. And it's not about, you know, doing versus being, okay? It's about being and doing, working together for the higher benefit of you and what you want to accomplish. And, you know, by embracing the magic of just being, you create a space for a more aligned, joyful, and fulfilling life. And I think we all want that. You know, I think we're in such a period of humanity's evolution that I believe that many of us crave peace, silence, just to be, because in the external world, there's a lot of stuff flying around right now. And, you know, it's a choice. That flying around stuff is distractions, whereas people are kind of over the distraction thing and they just want something different for themselves. So this is a huge opportunity for each one of us to be aware of where we're operating from. Are we in more of a being state where we're receiving, allowing, and being fully present, or are we in a doing modality where we're trying to make something happen? Are we, you know, looking at things through a fear lens, which is about like doing and trying to make something happen, or we're not going to survive, or survival mechanism? Or are you looking at everything from more a love filter, prosperity, abundance, collective we versus it's about me type of thing, and if I don't do it, nobody's going to do it type of thing, the control and, you know, abuse of power. It's interesting because we all need both, okay? Yet I feel that the way that we shift that is starting with being first. Get your mindful activity so you're fully in that state, and connecting with your heart and listening to the wisdom that your heart is giving you, and then go into divine action and doing. And whatever you're instructed to do is just allow yourself to experience that, because I think you'll be pleasantly surprised and how effortless things are. When I remember one time when I was in graduate school and I would be so overwhelmed with trying to write a paper that the more I tried to focus and make something happen, it just was a disaster and I was like spinning my wheels. And I just remember just deciding to go for a walk. And surprisingly, I would calm myself down. And when I came back from that walk, I was able to accomplish way more than if I didn't go for that walk in a shorter period of time. So I invite you to look at places in your life where you kind of feel as if you've been on the doing mobile and not allowing yourself to receive the gifts of being fully present and in your body. And so we're getting ready to go on our next break already. I can't believe it. And you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we come back, we're going to kind of put it all together and provide you with a very yummy guided meditation so you could experience what it's like to be in be mode. So stay tuned. And when we come back, we'll tell you some more.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And you probably heard in the infomercials that we have this program called I'm Awake, Now What? And it's for people. It's a membership community for people who are on their spiritual journey. And this is a way that we offer support, resources, tools, healing, and community to enhance your awakening path. I know for me, when I was going through my spiritual awakening many, many decades ago, I felt really lost because there was no resources out there. And it was very challenging navigating that. And now, flash forward many decades, I would love to offer this support to other people so they could have an easier go at it as they move on to their next adventure and get to know and realign with themselves. So if that's something that calls out to you, I invite you to go to my website, which is drdoloresfazzino.com, and check out the tab, I'm Awake Now What, and it'll give you way more information than you may want, but it'll be delicious and you will enjoy it. So as we always do on the Dr. Dolores Show, I always love to put together a guided meditation for the audience so we get to have an experiential process and a taste of what it may be like to create some of the things and the topics that we talk about. So today we're going to be doing a meditation where we're going to create more being in your life and embrace a sense of presence, peace, and authenticity. So I'm just going to invite you all just to get comfortable and, you know, just know that you're not alone right now and that everything happens for a reason. And, you know, we're going to just take a moment to pause and let go of the endless doing and step into a state of simply being. How delicious is that, huh? So let's find a comfortable position, and whether you're seated or lying down, I invite you to gently close your eyes and just allow your body to settle and give yourself permission to be here just as you are. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in through your nose and gently exhale through your mouth. Feel your body begin to soften as you take another slow, deep breath in and release. Now bring your attention to where your body connects to the surface beneath you and feel the support beneath you and allow yourself to sink into it. And just know you are safe and held in this moment. You may notice the weight of your body and how it feels to simply be here. So shift your focus to your breath and notice how it flows naturally, effortlessly in and out. There's no need to change it, just observe. Feel the coolness of the air as you breathe in and the warmth as you breathe out. With each exhale, allow any tension or stress to melt away. Let your breath remind you of the simplicity of being alive here and now. Now gently bring your awareness to the present moment. What do you feel in your body? Perhaps a sense of warmth, tingling, or stillness. Notice the sounds around you. Without judgment, just letting them be part of this moment. If your mind begins to wander, that's okay. Simply guide your attention back to the sensation of your breath or the feeling of being present in your body. As you continue to sit in stillness, silently repeat to yourself, I am enough, just as I am. I am here, fully present. I allow myself to simply be. Feel the truth of these words sink into your being. And take this sense of calm and presence and imagine it radiating outward into your day. Picture yourself moving through the hours ahead with the same ease, anchored in the moment and free from the need to constantly do. Know that you can return to this state of being at any time, simply by pausing and reconnecting to your breath and body. When you're ready, begin to bring gentle movement back into your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale fully. Slowly open your eyes, coming back to the space around you. Carry this sense of presence with you as you step into your day. And thank you for joining me in this moment of simply being. So welcome back, everybody. And just allow the sense of calm and peace to come over you and just to be. There's something really magical about coming out of a meditation when all is calm and quiet and at peace. So just be with what you're experiencing and allow yourself to receive from the universe and from your higher self on the next steps that you have on your path that's going to allow you to create from being in contrast to creating from doing. So you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspire Choices Network, and I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. And when we return, we're just going to wrap it up and give you some highlights from today's episode. So stay tuned. And we'll see you on the other side.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to another episode on the Dr. Dolores Show. I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, and we're on the Inspired Choices Network. If you enjoyed listening to our episode today, please, by all means, join our community, but also leave a recommendation and like us. We love to hear your feedback and look forward to supporting you in any way you possibly need on your ascension journey. Okay. And so today we've been talking about stop doing and start being. And like I was sharing earlier, this is a topic that's really near and dear to my heart because I found that many, many decades ago, I had this epiphany that we were constantly trying to make something happen in our world. And when, for me personally, when I was working on creating a business, I was in that doing mode and trying to make everything happen and looking underneath every rock for that golden nugget. And let me tell you, it was exhausting. In fact, it was so exhausting and so fatiguing that I ended up creating a health challenge for myself. And I knew moving forward that I needed to create something different and work from a different platform in order to be more productive and create what I wanted without having to recreate what I already created for myself. Because not being well is not a fun place to be. Trust me on that. So for me, it was about learning how to be and going into meditation. And for me, that was my go-to modality is, you know, to quiet my mind and sit in meditation and quiet where I could connect with the higher aspects of myself. I used to call it like going to a board meeting on a daily basis and meeting with the board, the CEO and the board of Dolores. And it was kind of funny because I would get these divine downloads and then I would go into the world and do them. And I found that for me, it was about allowing that stillness to come into my life so that I was able to be fully present for myself and to what I wanted to accomplish. And it, as if it was in alignment with what I was supposed to be doing instead of creating all this drama and noise and distraction from that inner wisdom and knowingness. So I invite people to really look at this episode and really play with that and listen to what I had to have to say to and share and take it to heart, because I really feel that this is, you know, a foundational piece that's going to assist you into moving into being more aligned with who you are as a soul's level instead of a human doing. You're going to be a human being. So some of the takeaways that I want to recap on are to remember this. Your worth isn't defined by productivity, okay? And I believe that we've been duped into believing that that is true, but that's an old paradigm that's crumbling in our world. True fulfillment comes from embracing who you are, not what you do. So pause, reflect, and honor your authentic self, because it's really about being in alignment with your authentic self. There is power of stillness, okay? The moments of stillness, or, you know, in being, okay, where we create that stillness, we gain clarity, inner peace, and access to our creative and intuitive selves. And this is so important because these are the parts of you that are part of your foundation. And we've been in a society where we've given that away to something external, and it's time to come within and embrace that and make that part of your true reality. Mindfulness is a gateway to presence, which we know. Any type of mindful activity that you could do that's going to bring you into timelessness, where you lose all sense of time and place, okay? Because time is really an illusion, and it's an earth-made concept, okay? So it's about getting yourself still enough where you're going to be so full, you know, fully present in your body. You're going to be able to connect with what's going on, and you're going to make the right choices for you. The other thing is balance is important. Remember, it's not a lopsided thing. It's not doing versus being. It's integrating both. But I invite you to start with the being first and then go into divine doing. And reframing rest as productive. And I find that rest periods are essential because rest allows you to be in the present moment. And sometimes when you're resting, you're actually having communion with your higher self and getting wisdom and downloads. Rest and quiet moments are not signs of laziness, okay? As we've been led to believe and told by, you know, society that that's what it is. They are essential for rejuvenation, alignment, and long-term well-being. So, you know, rest away. Listen to your body. We're in a state of higher frequencies coming in, and our bodies need the rest because this computer just got upgraded and downloaded with a new program. And sometimes we need to rest to reboot, recalibrate, and align with the higher frequencies. So it's all good, people. Don't feel guilty. And if you do, I invite you to go deeper to find out as to why you're feeling guilty about that, because there's going to be some deeper healing and gold nuggets for you when you dive in a little deeper on that. Okay. So importantly, remember, life isn't a race. It's a journey, and it's best experienced when you slow down and savor the moment. By prioritizing presence and authenticity, you'll discover the magic of living in harmony with your true self. So let go the need to constantly do, and instead, embrace the gift of simply being. In those moments, you'll find peace, joy, and clarity waiting for you. So I just want to, you know, leave you with this quote. Don't just do something. Sit there. Stillness reveals the treasures that action often hides. So take what I've said today and just allow yourself to really, you know, take a deep dive into how are you showing up in your life for you. Just allow yourself to be fully present, and know that you are loved more than you know, and you are worth it. See you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern. 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.